How do celebrities figure out their fees? One way is through a simple opportunity cost calculation. Stephen Galanis, Cameo's boss, recalls speaking to a basketball player on an annual $25 million contract for a 40-hour work week with a fortnight of holiday, that is $208 per minute. If he charged $100 and did two or three a minute, he could make more money on Cameo, says Mr. Galanis. Most celebrities are freelance, though. They can try one of two strategies, says Miss Avery. One is price skimming, starting high and then lowering the price as demand ebbs. The second is price penetration, pricing low to maximize volume. Celebrities often use both, depending on how much time they have. Another method is to test the market. This is surprisingly underused. Though celebrities can change their prices as often as they like, only about 30% have done so at least once, and less than 10% have done so more than 5 times. Less rational reasons are at play too. Snoop Dogg, a rapper famous for smoking copious amounts of weed, insisted on charging $420, a number associated with pot culture. He could not keep up with demand and eventually raised his fee to $1,000. Others charge a premium over perceived rivals or, led by ego, overprice themselves, but reality eventually intervenes. Mr. Galanis remembers a TV personality who started at $60 and found that demand was inelastic all the way up to $99, but when she raised her price to $125, demand dropped by half. Value, like fame, is eventually decided by the fans.